Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Freezing temperatures as snow in the south shatters records.
We're not used to obviously snow and then that snow turning into ice.
Also tonight, the deadly once-in-a-lifetime winter storm paralyzing the south. In Atlanta, vehicles abandoned, ice covering the roads. New Orleans seeing a record-breaking 10 inches of snow. We're tracking it all.
And in the south, the deep freeze sets in. The bitter cold icing over roads from Texas to Florida.
Yeah, we're the national news story. Well, one of them. I mean, they still got fires in California, and Trump is sending Coast Guard to Miami and 1,500 troops to the Mexico border to fly helicopters around and, you know, coordinate with Border Patrol. And, you know, so there's a lot of things going on in the world. People are still upset about the Gulf of Mexico.
America.
Just the kookiest, dumbest thing ever. You know, I saw an article about this yesterday that kind of made me laugh. It's the News Service of Florida. And the News Service of Florida is an excellent resource. I use them every day. They are fantastic. The story that they had yesterday, the headline was Gulf of Mexico flows through state laws. And it was, it was actually well written, but I think it was kind of like a, don't you people realize? We can't just up and change a major body of water's name like this. The computer search of Florida state laws shows at least 58 statutes, including references to the Gulf of Mexico.
America.
Thank you. I will continue to say the correct name and John can...
America.
While local government ordinances are also tied to the traditional name, even, you know, descriptions of property lines and county boundaries and things like that. Well, okay. The issue is not, is it hard to change all of the technical references to the Gulf of Mexico in state law? The issue is, why do we have to be so stupid? Why do we have to do this dumb thing in the first place? Which is, you know, okay, I don't know why I just find this subject so fascinating and fixating. If it's wrong to change names because you're afraid of history and you want to pretend that it didn't exist, well, that's revisionism on the basis of one set of values. If you're wanting to change the name of a thing because you want to pretend that it's something different in order to get better brand value out of it, that is also revisionism on the basis of some system of values. Don't do either. Don't change it from Fort Hood to Fort Liberty and don't change. Anyway, you can't be against some name changes and then for some other. It just, anyway. But I just thought the article was kind of adorable. It's like, don't you realize? Don't you people know? You know, I have problems here. This is actually a very small thing to remedy for the most part. 6:14 here on News Radio 92.3. Driving today. Okay, everything's closed, as you've, you know, heard David outline in good detail all the particular. Oh, you know what? I need to put up the list of open and closed things on Facebook. Thank you, Andrew, for reminding Andrew to to do the thing. All the schools are closed for 2 days. I predicted that would happen. I'm celebrating that because I predicted everything else wrong about this storm. I was under on the storm the first day or two, and then I was under on a storm again. I mean, and then yesterday I thought it was going to take a couple of days to go away, and it's probably going to be gone today. So I've been wrong on everything about that. I apologize. But, you know, you make predictions, you make mistakes. But all the schools are closed for 2 days, and that's probably 1 day extra. But I do not blame them. You have to make decisions and give people something to expect, and if we've been closed all week, why not? It's, you know, we probably could have had school on Friday is my expectation. And here's why. Because the roads are the major roads are basically fine for the most part, except for some patches where they didn't get enough sun on them yesterday. And so they didn't get dry. And anywhere you didn't get dry, if it then freezes, you're going to get ice. And ice is way worse than snow. Like, ice scares me as a, you know, guy who lived in the Midwest for the vast majority of my life. I'm scared of it. I'm a nervous Nelly on the ice. I'm like, wet pavement, you know, that's my approach. Snow, whatever, that's easy, no problem. I mean, go slow and don't be an idiot. But ice is really genuinely dangerous because there's nothing you can do. And so, you know, you can't have teachers and, you know, janitors and principals and buses and car riders out driving kids in, you know, areas where you might have some ice. So I get it. That's why they did it. They definitely should have done it for today. That's absolutely the right decision. The question is how much of this is going to continue to burn off tomorrow, because here's the deal. Major roads are probably clear. Even I was just looking at some of the pictures of, like, Three Mile Bridge. Three Mile Bridge is, like, looks like pretty good. They had it open yesterday. It's closed again right now because of ice, which is the issue. I-10 is a mix. Like, for example, if you look at I-10, which is closed from mile marker 192 all the way to Florida-Alabama state line and into Mobile even. You can't drive on the interstate. Same for I-110. I-110, the overpass coming over to Chase and Gregory, it's covered in crud. You can't drive that. I-10 over Davis Highway, the overpass there, is like solid ice and snow. You can see it. You can't have people driving on this road. It's not safe. But a lot of your surface streets, because City of Pensacola got their snow plows from Atlanta or wherever, and I think it was Atlanta. I keep saying that, but I know D.C. told me yesterday, and all of a sudden I forgot. You know, the Escambia County got together with the farmers and got manure spreaders to spread the, you know, which is a good
right.
plan.
Yeah.
You know, they did a lot of good things. The problem is some parts of the roads are great and some parts of the roads are scary. And with the level of hills in this area, not big hills, but a hill's a hill, that's why they're telling you to stay home. Because it's not enough for once you get to Burgess, it's okay. Or once you get to Davis, it's okay. Or once you get to Cervantes, it's okay. You got to get to Cervantes. And there are not every part of those roads, it's fine, especially if there's some hills. So, you know, stay home today if you don't have to be out and about. That's the advice they're giving. I remember in the ice storm, and I remember this vividly thinking, because I've been here for like 2 weeks, and highly deferential to local officials on their judgment about things. And I got out after the, like, day of broadcasting, and I went out and I had to drive home, and I'm like, oh, well, this isn't nearly as bad as I thought. It's good advice to stay off it, but it's not, like, super terrifying either. I kind of feel that here a little bit. Sometimes in emergencies, the public officials are, they say it just a little bit stronger than it's sort of technically true, you know? But that's because they're trying to keep people safe, and they're trying to make sure that there's not collateral cascading problems from, you know, interfering with the first responders. And so the message is, and, you know, I'm always torn on the what's the helpful thing to say versus what's the accurate thing to say, and they're not always the same thing. So I'm just trying to tell you that, look, the roads are a mixture. You can't predict what's going to happen. If you need to be somewhere, you're likely to be okay as long as there aren't big hills, or you know how to deal with the ice if you happen to encounter it. But seriously, stay home if you don't need to be out. That's it. You know, that's the accuracy. If you want to see a video, I shot a video this morning when I was driving in, and it's up on our Facebook page at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the phone. John, concur in all that?
You think yes. Okay. I completely
Because you
agree.
Drove. You live in Milton, and you guys drove in yesterday to beat the ice to not get snowed in again.
Exactly.
Like you did yesterday. Thanks for abandoning me.
You're welcome. I love you
I
still.
I told you it was fine.
Yeah, I know. I was like.
I repeatedly pressed the wrong buttons and told people it was totally fine because. You know, I wouldn't have driven in either if I were you in your Camaro. You got traffic on the fives. Go ahead.
That's right. I-10 is closed from mile marker 3 all the way to 192. Also, I-110 is closed. Also, 3 Mile Bridge. And also, if you're on Highway 90 trying to go eastbound right around downtown Milton, that is also closed there. So just stay off the roads is my best advice. I'm John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Going for a new amateur recreational saucer sled land speed record, Clark W. Griswold Jr.
Remember, don't try this at home, kids. I am a professional.
People who know the Talking Heads are like, ah, that's funny. People who don't know the Talking Heads are like, why? The title of the song is Slippery People. Oh, I love David Byrne. He's such a weirdo. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a jury is expected to be chosen today in the assault trial of rapper ASAP Rocky in Los Angeles.
You just say ASAP Rocky.
You just say ASAP?
Yeah, yeah. But it's fine.
Not really my genre.
I know. So
I'm not really sure on that. Judge told prospective jurors Wednesday that he expected jury selection would wrap up sometime today. The rapper's real name is Rakim Mayers. That's easier for me to say. He's facing assault and weapons.
Yeah, but if your name was Rakim Mayers, you're definitely going on stage with a different name.
It would be difficult to be a rap icon with that. Rakim. Miami Heat have suspended Jimmy Butler for 2 games. So I can say his name. In a statement, the team said he's been suspended for a continued pattern of disregard of team rules, insubordinate conduct, and conduct detrimental to the team. And then did you see this out of Walton County? A cautionary tale, you might say. The sheriff's office says a truck there crashed into a creek on Thursday morning while doing donuts in the roadway. They posted on social media. They posted some pictures of it. They gave this advice from the Walton County Sheriff's Office. Please don't zoomy zoom on the slicky slick so you don't end up in the ditchy ditch. You may end up in the snowy snow waiting on a toey toe.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so. Like, well done. Yeah, I like that. So, yeah, I don't feel a lot of sympathy for somebody who's in a truck spinning donuts and winds up in the ditch. I kind of feel like you bought that.
Right. This is your problem.
You were trying to make that show, you know? And probably, without judging too harshly, that person after that post from the police is like, worth it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know.
This is my viral moment.
They're country famous for a long time, right? You know, so that's fine for them. 625 on News Radio 92.3. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens. Oh, I just posted our open and close list on the Facebook page at 92.3 if you want to look there and get resources. Plus, watch the video of driving this morning just if that helps you make decisions about where to go. Oh, Garson Point Bridge is open.
I was just. Oh, you stole my thunder.
Back up. John, do you know anything about road closures and openings that's important for people to know?
I do.
Please tell them for the first time.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Garson Point Bridge is open.
It is.
I see traffic.
Did that just happen?
That just happened. Oh, my goodness. Breaking news. Here we go. That's our breaking news. Okay. I-10, I-110 are still closed. And also, we're looking at Highway 90, just east of downtown Milton, going all the way down. 87 and 89 are also closed. But the Garson Point Bridge is open, but we're seeing some delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. Oh, the Pete Hegseth nomination is maybe going to get advanced today on a procedural vote, and then we'll see Friday, possibly Saturday, for an actual confirmation vote. There's new allegations. You know what this reminds me of? I don't know the truth of any of it, okay? It reminds me of the Brett Kavanaugh hearings.
I see.
Yep. Now, that's what it feels like to me. And I thought Brett Kavanaugh was innocent of these allegations and accusations. And frankly, if anything, I think Pete Hegseth has been a little bit more forthcoming that, yeah, I've had problems in the past, but he's denied that, you know, any kind of abuse kind of stuff. It feels like they're just trying to lynch him any way they can. And I watched the whole hearing. I'll probably cut some of that audio for you maybe for tomorrow, and we can actually play some of the clips because it was a good conversation. I said from the beginning, I thought Pete Hegseth was a very risky choice, a bad choice, a choice I didn't understand, a choice that didn't make sense to me. I still largely think that, mostly for the reason that he's never run a big organization, and, you know, his rank level is not high enough to me that I would want to put him in charge of the entire shebang. But all of this other stuff that they're throwing at him about the women in the military, and it's just, and all of the past stuff of his conduct or alcohol or whatever, that all just seems very much like smear material to me, which is what he's been calling it. I also think he hasn't done a great job in particular cases of responding to some of those things, but like I said, I'll play that audio for you later. This is the playbook. We're going to bring all these things up in the hearings, and we're going to make you sit there and be embarrassed, and we're going to try to, you know, give you the Tonya Harding treatment before you get into office, and then, you know, it'll be easier for us to deal with you, you know, because you won't have very much power. And then if we can add additional things along the way that you won't have a real good chance to respond to because, you know, it's past the hearing, well, we'll do that too. It's so scummy. It really is. But I have other concerns about him, but not this stuff particularly. 628 News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I told you the Coast Guard is surging assets to South Florida to comply with the executive order. We also have, and I kind of don't want to tell you this because I think I'm probably saving it for Friday for transgressors, but I'm going to go ahead and play it for you anyway because it was making the news yesterday. Chase Strangio, who is a lawyer, a woman who identifies as a man, okay, a trans... whatever. And I actually argued the Supreme Court case. One of the lawyers who argued in front of the Supreme Court about the transgender ban, and was on this wild leftist program called Democracy Now, just talking about Trump's reminding biological, you know, XXXY, those are the chromosomes, right? So we're going to have male and female, and has now introduced a new term. You ready? You got to give the left credit for being inventive. They're super creative. I mean, I don't know what else they got to do with their time. I don't know why the creativity about these things doesn't translate into the creativity about strike and protest slogans, because they're so boring and repetitive. I don't know why the people who create the new names don't get together with the people who make the signs and the chants. But, you know, disorganization appears to be a hallmark of the left. But anyway, here goes.
instructions in this one executive order, any instructions in this one executive order, including this directive to HUD to issue proposed regulations to, in essence, exclude trans people from various forms of shelter system under the auspices that a trans person is an inherent threat to non-transgender women. Obviously, that just enhances the risk that transgender people face in society if we are deemed as a threat to others simply by existing. And
non-transgender women. You know what we used to call them is just women. So I guess you have like traditional women and transgender women is going to be the new, or non-transgender women.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is sending 1,500 more troops to the southern border to help with deportation flights for migrants already in custody. Tells Fox's Sean Hannity so-called sanctuary cities protecting people in the country illegally could lose federal funding.
We're trying to get rid of them. We're trying to end them. And a lot of the people in those communities don't want them. You know, California is a big
example. Would you cut off their money?
I might have to do that. Sometimes that's the only thing you can do.
Meantime, he's naming the head of his Secret Service security detail, Sean Curran, as Secret Service director. Seven police officers are shot and wounded in San Antonio, Texas, responding to a call about a suicidal man barricaded inside an apartment.
The suspect was found to be deceased. We don't know if he was shot by a self-inflicted wound or whether or not shot by SWAT officers.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus says the man was arrested last Saturday on assault and drunk driving charges and was free on bond. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Another cold start to our Thursday morning. We have 23 degrees and partly cloudy skies this morning. Well, there are several road and bridge closures this morning. Still, I-10 is closed all the way from the Alabama-Florida state line all the way to Tallahassee. I-110 is still closed. And also the 3 Mile Bridge is closed this morning, but we'll get more on that. John will have our traffic on the fives here in just a few minutes. Schools in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are closed through the end of the week. Campuses at PSC and UWF also closed. And NAS Pensacola posting a message here last night. Captain Chandra Newman says she hopes everybody enjoyed this week's snowstorm in a safe and warm way.
Your safety and your families are our top concern. I hope everybody had a safe time, and I want to remind you that the front gate and the bridge is still closed, but the west gate to Pensacola is still open for travelers.
And Newman doubled down on the message that we've heard from other local officials here over the last days, saying people should just stay off the roads and stay safe. Service members and civilian employees assigned to tenant commands at the air station or quarry station are being asked to contact their command for reporting procedures. Well, FDOT says they're using everything in their power to get the snow and ice off of the 3 Mile Bridge.
We have 250 team members, 200 pieces of heavy equipment out there. That includes snow plows, trucks, spreaders, skid steers, tractors. We have pulled every piece of equipment that we have.
Spokesman Ian Sattery talked with Channel 3, and you can stay updated on road closures. Of course, we'll have them on the air here, but also through the Florida 511 website. Well, the snowstorm set a record, a state record. Governor DeSantis said yesterday that the state has a new snowfall record thanks to Milton, recording more than 8 inches of snow. A man freed by President Trump says he's happy to be back home. Enrique Tarrio, he arrived in Miami yesterday after being pardoned by President Trump for crimes related to the riot at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Tarrio was convicted of seditious conspiracy. He had been sentenced to 22 years in prison. Rick Scott, part of an effort that he says could make the VA more efficient. Senator Scott announced yesterday he and others had introduced the Restore VA Accountability Act. They say that bill would strengthen the VA's authority to hold poor-performing employees accountable. He also said it would raise the standard of life-saving health care. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get an update on our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. I-10 and I-110 are both closed right now, but I do have some good news over in Milton. If you're going on Highway 90 over in, by downtown Milton, you're going to see both lanes are back open again, but the traffic backup is just major. So Don't plan on going that way either, east or westbound there. The Garcon Point Bridge is back open. But other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Extremely cold morning followed by a warmer afternoon today, 40 degrees for that afternoon high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 26 degrees. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 45. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 28. Sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 50 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. It is a cold morning, 23 degrees right now in Pensacola. It is 26 in Gulf Breeze. We have 19 reported in Milton this morning. Our next news is at 7, and we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank, quote, don't actually have the money to back up their pledge to invest $500 billion in U.S. artificial intelligence infrastructure. President Biden touted the joint venture, dubbed the Stargate Project, on the first full day of his second term. A record share of U.S. companies in China are accelerating plans to relocate manufacturing or sourcing, according to the American Chamber of Commerce. The increase to 30% of respondents surpassed the prior high of 24% in 2022. Sportswear brand Puma shares dropped by 19% after it missed full-year 2024 profit expectations and plans to cut costs. Futures are mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 130, the NASDAQ up 252, the S&P 500 up 37. Once again, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue and the road was full of mud. I come in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
It's like Bob Dylan is singing about waterfront rescue
missions.
640 News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola mornings. Oh, by the way, if you have a chance, it's usually over pretty quickly. The sunrise is beautiful. Poke your head out and look to the south, basically. It's you're like, well, I thought it was to the east. Yeah, I don't know, but it's the south and southeast. So anyway, it's gorgeous this morning. Clay Romano is the president and CEO of Waterfront Rescue Mission. He joins us now by phone. Clay, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the population that in a situation like this, you know, we're all worried about the roads and schools and businesses and if we have groceries and pipes freezing and all those things are very important considerations. It can be pretty easy to forget about the most vulnerable people that live among us, the homeless folks that you guys deal with on a daily basis. What is going on right now at the rescue mission?
Well, lots of things are going on at the missions, both here in Pensacola and the one we have over in Mobile. Of course, we have a record high of number of individuals that are seeking shelter with us, and our teams have been stepping up to take care of them. Of course, we prepped.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to add shelter for extended periods. This is not a one-day thing, right?
Oh, gosh, no, this is definitely not a one-day thing. We'll probably see these numbers through the weekend. I was looking at the weather forecast earlier this morning on WEAR, and it's probably not going to get any kind of relief until Sunday into Monday. So we're expected to see this kind of activity for several more days, absolutely.
And I'm sorry, I sort of interrupted you. I apologize. But you, I think we're about to talk about the numbers that you've got, you know, and for context, what is a normal full, like, person per bed, not using any extra surge capacity for you? And then what are we at now?
So we normally will see an average during regular weather, you know, the calm weather kind of days of anywhere between 150 to 160 individuals in the mission here in Pensacola. Obviously a little less over in Mobile. But last night alone, between our two missions, we had just over 360 individuals in our locations.
Wow. And so that's people sleeping bags on floors, you know, just all over wherever you can find a space for them, I assume. Is that right?
Actually, no, we don't have anybody sleeping on the floors. We have enough cots from the Red Cross and, of course, our permanent, sleeping situation beds, our bunk beds, to accommodate these people. So we're getting close to our capacity, but we still have a little bit of room to take additional individuals.
Wow, 300, that's amazing. And you guys have a policy in adverse weather, like this is extremely adverse weather, the cold, that you'd basically, your rule is you don't turn people away, right? Because it's saving lives is the number one rule.
Absolutely. During extreme weather, which obviously this is extreme weather, we suspend all of our normal operating procedures, and there's no charge for an overnight stay, and we just want to take care of as many of God's children as we possibly can.
I know a lot of times, you know, people will come for the night and then leave during the day, whether they're working or whether they're whatever they're doing during the day, they're not necessarily in the mission. Are people currently staying kind of 24 hours? Are some people still leaving? What's the kind of behavior like? I mean, you're feeding a lot of people too. I assume the kitchen is super busy.
The kitchen is extremely busy. Our chef Pam and her husband Rusty have been doing a tremendous job of feeding these individuals breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But what is interesting is that the population that is in the mission are staying throughout the day because clearly 20 degrees outside is still very, very cold, even in the big middle of the day. And so they'll kind of venture out to get some fresh air. Some will go out to smoke, of course, and then they'll make their way back into the mission. where it's nice and toasty warm. Mm-hmm. But yesterday when I was at the mission, it was a kind of an interesting scene. Several of the overnight guests had gone outside and started a makeshift snowball fight right there in the front of the mission. And I just thought they were so happy and they were excited about the snow. But I think they were just as excited about having a warm place to stay. You know, so it was just a really interesting scene at the mission yesterday, for sure.
I love that. That's great. I mean, everybody, you know, the snow was not as easy to do snowballs and snowmen on Tuesday. But yesterday it was perfect for snowballs. You know, it was basically stick your fist in the snow and grab a snowball. Super easy. That's great. I'm glad they're able to have some fun and enjoy themselves. And, you know, because everybody else is enjoying the snow, I'm glad they're able to enjoy it as well. Hang on for just a second, Clay. We're talking to Clay Romano from the Waterfront Rescue Mission. Let me get a quick traffic report from John Pickens. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 are still closed. Even the 3 Mile Bridge is still closed also. But Highway 90 going from to and from downtown Milton, on 90, still seeing some major backups because the interstate is being routed to that. So about an hour backup, I'm estimating there on that. So just be aware of that. Garson Point Bridge is open and 89 is closed still. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
And one note is, how is 90, if you're on the west side of the river, you can't cross the river, right? Is that what that note was?
No, you can cross it
now. You can cross it now. Okay,
yes.
But to the Okaloosa line, you can't. It's impassable after that, right? That was the note. I thought.
Yeah, but it's changed.
But okay. Oh, it has changed. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And, anyway, so you can get to and from Milton. They can't go on I-10, but you can
right,
get there on Highway 90.
Right, and with the traffic that was on, supposed to be on I-10, is now on 90.
Gotcha. So. Very good, John. Thank you so much for the update. Back to Clay Romano, Waterfront Rescue Mission President and CEO. You said that you're going to be continuing this through Sunday, which I appreciate, taking care of this very high surge capacity of 300 or so people. What, you know, the sort of the life of a homeless person, obviously much more intimately than I do. What are some of the aspects of when they're dealing with this kind of cold? Maybe, you know, Andrew McKay wouldn't think of, but are relevant, because, I mean, you know, I figure all of life changes when it's this cold, because you just can't stay outside. You just cannot survive outside.
You really can't. And so the thing that I've noticed here, Andrew, over the last couple of days at being at the mission with this extreme weather is that the mood of our population has seriously changed. They understand the severity of the weather, and so they are just very calm and, you know, easy to work with. You know, sometimes, you know, there's, you know, some things that you have to deal with on a regular basis. But everybody, I believe, understands that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay inside when it's extremely cold out, and they're behaving, quite frankly. There's not a whole lot of, arguing or drama. Everybody understands that it is not a good time to be out in the cold. So we're going to do our best to, you know, play by the rules and be respectful of everybody and just make sure everybody is safe and sound. So.
But it's such a wonderful note, because, you know, it's kind of the minor amounts of misbehavior are sort of a byproduct of the luxury of, you know, having choices, you know, and having options. And, you know, when it's real emergency, everybody knows this is what we have to do. We're all going to get along. I mean, because I was thinking that same thing. You know, one of the things you often have to deal with in a shelter is, you know, personal squabbles, you know, people who by nature don't necessarily want to be around other people or aren't comfortable being around other people. And so you double your density, basically. You know, do you get problems? And your answer is no, we're actually doing quite well. So that's actually really, I mean, that's great news. What a wonderful thing to note. I did want to ask, you have the Women's Care Center and the Respite Care Center that have been operational now for a couple of months. Still going well, both of those projects?
Oh, absolutely. The women's program has absolutely been increasing since we opened it back in September of last year. We had 45 women in our Pensacola mission last night alone. Some are in the programs that we offer them. Some are obviously just seeking overnight shelter services. But we're averaging, even on non-extreme weather nights, anywhere between 30 and 35 women, which is fantastic. It gives us a new problem that we need to solve, and that's our capacity, because as you know, when you toured the facility, we have 42 permanent beds for the women, and then, of course, we have additional 7 that are dedicated to the women's respite side. So we are in overflow right now. So I've already begun having conversations with my board of directors about the idea of expansion of the women's program as well as the expansion of the mission. We just have continuously seen homeless numbers increase year over year for the last several years. So we just need to be, you know, in a position to take care of any additional clients seeking services. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're providing as many resources as we can to this population and take care of as many as we can.
No, that's wonderful. And in fact, it's one of the things that my wife is always kind of wished for, because, you know, she really cares about the women and the women with children, especially. And it's one of the things that we have been hoping for a long time, is that you guys or somebody would really, you know, focus on, you know, homeless women and homeless mothers with children. And I loved that you guys are doing this. You know, it's really a blessing to see that happening. Last question for you. We're talking again, Clay Romano, the Waterfront Rescue Mission CEO and president. Are you guys participating whenever it starts to actually implement the Pallet Homes program with the city of Pensacola, or do you have other plans? I wasn't quite sure if that was something that I had thought you were, but I wasn't sure.
I've had a couple of conversations with some of our community partners, like Travis Tompkins with Emergency Management and Liz Kissel, about the idea of using some of our properties for pallet shelters, but we haven't fully vetted that possibility out. However, we are always looking to expand our shelters for the programs that we currently have. For instance, we just rededicated the Nehemiah House with the help of a number of community partners, you know, specifically Navy Federal Credit Union. And so that will offer an opportunity for men in our CDP program, which is our third phase of our addiction recovery program, an opportunity to put some more tools in their tool belt prior to getting out and being in permanent housing on their own, you know, getting back into society, just better equipped to take care of the things that they have challenges with. So no real discussions with Mayor D.C. Reeves or anybody else from the city of Pensacola regarding pallet shelters.
Okay.
But certainly open to a conversation, of course.
Obviously. Well, very good. Well, Clay, I really appreciate the time this morning. Obviously, you know, we personally donate to your organization because we believe in what you do and we love the gospel work that you guys are doing. Thank you for taking care of our people. Thank you for spending some time with me to help our community understand, you know, what's going on with that slice of the population that they, you know, maybe don't always think about so much. But seriously, thank you for the work that you're doing. I appreciate the time.
Hey, Andrew, can I just say one last thing before we go?
Yeah, of course.
You had asked about the respite. You had said something, asked about the respite center, too, and I didn't get a chance to actually say how it's doing. It's been extremely successful, in my opinion, so far. We've had some incredible people come and take advantage of that program. We're working hand-in-hand with Ascension Sacred Heart. Will Condon has been a tremendous supporter of ours. HCA West Florida is in the process of working out the MOU for us. Infirmary Health over in Mobile has been a big partner of ours as well. And it's just an awesome thing to see these individuals that are homeless, that are suffering from some sort of acute medical issue, have an opportunity to get back on their feet health-wise, and then also be able to just transition into the next step of their success journey. So I just wanted to shout out to those healthcare facilities that have been partners of ours with this endeavor.
No, that's fantastic. That's very good news. Clay, thank you again so much for the time. Thanks for what you do. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 653 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Getting questions here on the text line, 437-1620. Highway 90, Mobile Highway, are they open? As far as I know, yes, but it may be treacherous in parts with overpasses, you know, things like that. They're, you know, bridges are going to be icy, you know, could be. So just be careful. Somebody says, what's the status for mail delivery? I don't know. I tried calling yesterday and you get like a national phone number and it's a very limited information that I couldn't penetrate it. So I don't know. I don't know if mail is going to come today or not. If I find out, I will definitely tell you. 654 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
We all want to change Washington, but changing Washington starts right here in Northwest Florida. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. With a background in finance, I have a plan that will deliver President Trump his $2 trillion budget reduction target. It includes eliminating the useless climate spending, which costs taxpayers billions while strengthening our enemies. Truth is, the climate agenda is not about saving the planet. It's a global movement bent on fundamental change, control, and massive wealth redistribution. It's an attack on our sovereignty, our economy, and it's a threat to our national security. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and an Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one has more military experience in this race than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merck, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Mr. Lasky, Mr. and Mrs. Tideman would like you to join them.
It's not so pretty when it fades away, because it's just an illusion in this passion play. I've seen you burn.
I would take some of the fire, or at least warm. I would take some of the warmth. That's what I would prefer at this point. 657 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Thursday to you. David Wayne is in the newsroom with... I almost called you John Wayne. Well, I got John Pickens over here. You got to put him up.
I know, but I was going to do traffic first, but...
Traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Thank you. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation, 24/7 support, GeneratorSource.com. I-10, I-110, even the 3-mile bridge are still closed. If you are traveling on Highway 90 trying to go through downtown Milton, you know that all the traffic is from I-10 is being routed to Highway 90. We're seeing like an hour backup on that. My advice, just stay off the roads this morning, and you'll be okay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Very good. And somebody just texted us, do you have any information on Garcon Point? It's open.
It's open.
It's open. Just, allow extra time. That's the key. David's in the newsroom now with our headlines. David?
Well, here's something I've been seeing. Apparently, phones that have TikTok installed are being sold on eBay, or, well, they're being listed on eBay anyway, for thousands of dollars.
TikTok what?
Well, so the TikTok app.
People are selling the app?
It works, but you can't download it anymore.
Oh.
So now I'm looking.
I thought that had been undone. Okay, all right, fair enough.
Well, the
That's
app
funny.
Is not blocked anymore, so if you already have it, you can load it up. It'll work.
I got you, but they haven't reopened
right.
it for sale.
So okay. If you get a new phone, you can't download the app. So I'm looking at the listings here. There's one iPhone listed for $50,000. There's Samsung phones listed for $2,000-$3,000. It's crazy.
Listen up.